Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Motzai Shabbos Shir for Parsha Vayikra, Parsha Zohar. Since this is the last Motzai Shabbos Shir before Purim, which of course is Wednesday and Thursday, Bez Hashem this week, I'll devote the Shir tonight to a Purim topic rather than to something connected to the Parsha Shavua. And I entitled the Shir, Why Do We Read the Megillah at Night? Which of course we do on Purim. We'll read it Bez Hashem this coming Wednesday night as well as sometime during the day on Thursday. One might say, well, what do you mean? Why do we read the Megillah at night? That's part of the takana of reading the Megillah. I mean, you know, it can be a very short shir. We read the Megillah at night the same way we do the other mitzvahs of Purim. You know, what's there to talk about? Why is it even a question of why we should read the Megillah at night? However, as we'll see, it's not quite as simple as that. And especially in light of the fact that if we think about it, the other mitzvahs of the day relating to Purim, and namely the Sudas Purim, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avionim, are all applicable only during the day of Purim and not the night of Purim. So that's a point of departure. The Pasuk says in the first source, Megillas Esther, towards the end of Megillah, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof, Vayichtov, Mordechai, Sidvarmela, etc., right? Mordechai wrote down what happened. He sent messages to all the Jews throughout all the provinces. Pasuk Chapal, Vakayim Aleim, that they should fulfill the idea of keeping his Yom Arbos, HaChodesh Ador, Yisrim Chamisho, Sobero, B'chol Shana B'Shana. We should observe the 14th of Adar Purim, the 15th of Adar Shushan Purim every single year. Pasuk of Beis, Kayoma, Sheh Nochu, Behem HaYudim, Behoi Veyam, HaChodesh Nepach, Lem Yogam, L'Simcha, Veli Yom Tov, L'Asov, Sosom, Yemei, Mishta V'Simcha, to observe these days as days of Mishta V'Simcha, rejoicing by drinking and eating as soon as Purim, Mishloach Manos Yisrei, Umat Tomas Avionim. That's Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Bei. So the Gemara derives from here, since it says, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, the Gemara chooses to take that word, Yom can sometimes mean the whole 24-hour day, but to hear it means Tavka during the day. So the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Bei, source 2, Amar Rava, Sudas Purim Shachar B'Layla Lo Yotzei Lechov Asu. If you eat the Purim Sud at night, okay, they're not Yotzei. My time, why not? Yemei Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv, because it says it has to be during the day. And the Gemara says, Rav Ashi was once in the Beis Medrash and on Purim afternoon, and Noga V'Lo Asu Rabbonai, because it's getting dark late in the day, you know, and nobody showed up. Okay, Rashi explains in source 3, Megillah Zayin Beis, Ichar Yom V'Lo Bo Talmid Al Beis Medrash. He wondered why no one came to the Beis Medrash, and he asked, you know, why is nobody coming? So he said, Dilma treated B'Sudas Purim, because they're probably busy eating the Sudas Purim. So Amar Leah, on the second line of source 2, Megillah Zayin Beis, Lav Efshel Amech L'Burta, why didn't they eat it last night? You know, the night of Purim. So he said, what do you mean? Didn't you hear the teaching of Rava? That Rava said, Sudas Purim Shachar B'Layla Lo Yotzo. He said, oh, Rava taught that, so he committed it to memory. So apparently that's the din. And that's how the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Alach Yudalad, Source 4, Usudas Purim Shasa B'Layla Lo Yotze Dechavoso. Eat the Purim Suda at the night of Purim, then you're not Yotze Dechavoso. The Magid Mishnah explains that when it says the night, it means the night before. In other words, the night of the 14th, this year, Wednesday night, the night of the where Purim starts. Obviously, if it would mean after Purim that night, that you don't need a special drasha, pshita, shalom, you have to shikwar over Purim with it, but Purim's over already. All right, if you started it during the day and it happens to prolong and continue into the night, that's a different discussion. But to have the Sudas Purim first at night, let's say this year will be Thursday night, you're first going to have the Suda Thursday night. So, of course, you're not Yotze. It's not Purim anymore. Purim's over. So, obviously, it's talking about the night before. And the Shulchan Aruch as well, Archaim Simon Tov Reish Tzadi Hei Sif Alev, the Ramor writes, Mitzvah Laharbos B'Sudas Purim, B'Suda Achas Yotze, you only to have one Suda on Purim, and Sudas Purim Shasa B'Laila Lo Yotze, Dechov Aso. Okay? And then Ramoya, it's Mikomokum Gamba Laila, Yismach, Vierbek, Tzas, Pisuda. All right, we're going to have probably some kind of a Suda at night also. After all, the day before was Tainus Esther. So you're hungry, so you can eat, and it's proper to celebrate a little bit at night as well. But that's not the Iker Purim Suda. Nothing wrong with having a nice meal, and perhaps the Ramoya says you should enhance the meal a little bit. And again, most people are hungry after Megillah reading at night anyway, because it was a fast day. So it's fine to have a Yerbek, Tzas, Pisuda, have a little fancier meal. But that's not the Purim Suda. That's what's clear. And again, the Mishnah Burns, you've got Nalef, says Lafuke, this excludes the opinion that says, according to which you'd have to eat a Purim, some sort of Suda at night also, just like we eat the Megillah at night. That's not correct. We're not Yotze, and therefore, Purim, so Suda's Purim Shasa Balayla. And again, the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Beis explains, of course, it's on the night of the 14th, this year, Wednesday night, that's for sure, because by Thursday night already, you're not going to first have the Purim Suda, because Purim's already over with already. Anyway, that's the Gemara's and the Halacha regarding the Suda's Purim. So clearly, the Suda's Purim has to be during the course of Purim day. Okay, there is an opinion that Mordechai in Megillah and the Mishabur alluded to already. The Mordechai in Megillah, in the first paragraph, is Tavshin Pei Zayin, source 8, right? Sudas Porm Achavalai Lo Yotza, that's what we assume. The Rav Yoah says, you have to kind of like just like Shabbos. We have Friday night and Shabbos, right? I mean, by Harry, by Voker, right? Alayla Holech Achar Yom. So, to on Purim, just like you have to read the Megillah at night, you also should have the Suda at night. Okay, as it says, we'll see the pasuk in a second. You can't, they're related, so you have to relate it all the way. But again, the Mordechai himself says it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says clearly that the Purim Suda eaten at night, you're not Yotze, and it tells the whole story. So, therefore, we assume they can't have the Purim Suda at night. The pasuk is referred to, and this will bring us back to our discussion about Megillas Esther at night, because again, clearly, the Purim Suda has to be during the day of Purim. Again, if you start during the day and extends into the night, this year, maybe, you know, the clock's changing tonight, so it's not necessarily, may not happen with everybody, but it does, and sometimes it does. You have a long Purim Suda and so on, that's okay. As long as you start during the day, that's what we assume. The pasuk, a little later in Megillas Esther Perek Tes, source 9, pasuk Kirches of Perek Tes, says, Vayomim, Pasuk says, two verbs, nizkarim v'nasim, recalled or remembered and done. So Rashi there in the Megillah says, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chavches says the double language, nizkarim b'kriyas ha-Megillah, and nasim mishta v'simchas yantav l'aseis manos umatanos. The word nizkarim refers to reading the Megillah. V'yamo ela nizkarim v'nasim. Nizkarim means kriyas ha-Megillah, and nasim means the other mitzvahs of the day. Mishta v'simcha, that's the Sudas Purim. And, you know, holidays observing. L'aseis manos, give shalach manos umatanos, matanos of yonim. So there's obviously a linkage between Nizkarim and Anasim. There's a linkage between Kriyas HaMegillah and the other mitzvahs of the day. The Gemara itself makes that link on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rashi, Beis Amud Beis Vayin Megillah, source 11, Omar Krav Ayom, Elen Nizkarim and Anasim, Iskish, Zechira L'Asiyah. Zechira, which refers to Mikra Megillah, and Asiyah, it's linked together, as Rashi explains there in Beis Amud Beis Megillah, source 12, Rashi says, Iskish, Zechira L'Asiyah, Hilchach Zman Echad Lohem. They're performed, these different mitzvahs of Purim are performed in the same time slot. The Yerushalmi, in Megillah, Parak Aleph, Alach Aleph, 13, writes, Reb Chelba, Reb Huna B'Shem Rab, Ayom Ela Nizkar V'Nasim, Nizkarim B'Kriya, V'Nasim B'Suda. So again, the Pasuk itself creates a link between the reading of the Megillah and the Suda, and as the Pei Moshe explains there, in Parak Aleph, Alach Aleph, Rav Yerushalmi, 14, Nizkar V'Nasim, K'siv Nizkar Makol B'Yom Echad, all the same time slot during the day. Now, if this is the case, so then we just established before that the Sudas Purim has to be during the day. If you eat the Sudas Purim the night before, you're not yotzei to the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. So therefore, the same thing, Mikra Megillah has to be during the day, right? If it's going to be parallel, if it's linked to Sudas Purim. The Rosh in Megillah, Parak Aleph, Siman Vav, writes in 15, Bayom Ikteh Iker HaKriya, the Megillah reading is primarily a mitzvah during the day. Begam Ikar Pirsumei Nisa, and other aspects of publicizing the miracle of Purim and celebrating Purim are also during the day. Bizman Mishta V'Simcha Matanos of Yonim V'Shloch Manos, the same time slot when you do the other mitzvah of the day, that's when you read the Megillah as well. The Avud Raham in Purim in 16 also says, Begam Ikar Pirsumei Nisa Bayom, the main publicizing miracle is the day of Purim. Bizman Mishta V'Simcha V'Shloch Manos Yishwayo Matanos of Yonim, and so on. And now, we only saw in the Gemara, the Gemara only specified that the Sudas Purim has to be during the day and not the night. Didn't say explicitly about Mishloach Manos and Matanos of Yonim, although we just saw that these other authorities linked them together. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramor, there in Siman Or HaChaim, Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Hei, in Oz Zion, in 17, the Ramor writes, Kosamari Brinda Bashir, Parakam, the Megillah, first that Rosh, Mashma de Ein Mishloach Manos, Elabi Yom Velo Belayla also. Because the Rosh, we saw in 15, linked them all together. Mishtiv Simcha, Matanos of Yonim, Mishloach Manos. Okay, and therefore the Ramor rules in the Shulchan Aruch, in that same Simon, Tofrei, Sadi, Hei, Siv, Dalam, 18, the Ramor writes, V'yesh l'shloach manos b'yom below b'layla. Shalach manos also is during the day and not during the night. Now, I'll specify quickly, you know, strictly speaking, the mitzvah of shalach manos is to send the shalach manos to at least two food items, to at least one person. So if you're going to do that during the day and you feel like giving shalach manos to somebody that you're going to see in shul at night, you're not going to do the day, you want to give it to him, okay. Nothing wrong with it, that it's a present. Okay, it's not the mitzvah shalach manos, but if you're going to give shalach manos to 50 people anyhow, and you want to give it to somebody at night, okay, mechatei, so give it to him at night, you're going to do the mitzvah during the course of the day anyway. You should specify that the mitzvah shalach manos is to give something choshev you know, to the person, you know, so if you're going to give out a Hershey Kiss and a few pieces of popcorn, so again, that's not necessarily choshev, but if you're going to give shalach manos to lots of people, so to most of them, you can give popcorn and jelly beans, but, you know, to at least one person, you should give something a little more choshev that they would eat their suda. Not that they have to eat this, so that's up to them. You should give something to at least one person with a little more chashuv. Anyway, what emerges from here, from this statement of Ramah, is the shalach manos is during the day and not at night. Okay? And the Pnei Yeshua, on that daf in Megillah, Zayin Rebeis, when it speaks about Tzivos Purim, he writes in 19, therefore, since the shalach manos, it relates to the suda and so on. Shalach manos, you're not also not yotze at night. The hanami b'kal hakesha d'zchir v'asiyah. It's from that same pasuk by Yom Elin nizkar v'nasim. And therefore, the Levush also writes in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Heis Nivdal 20. V'yesh l'shalach manos by yom b'zman chovas asuda b'levela b'leila. Shalach manos is during the day of Purim and the time you have the meal, and not at night. Nebuchad Avram adds in Sivkot Yud Gimel 21. V'hu adin matan asav yonim. So all the mitzvahs of Purim are during the course of the day, and the Bira Grother and Lagon points out there in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Heis Yivdal Rabbi Yishu Lechol Kamosha Kosim Yemei Mishtav Simcha. It all goes back to that puzzle that we had earlier in the first source. Yemei Mishtav Simcha. All the mitzvahs of the day are during the course of the Purim day. Mishtav Simcha Mishrach Manas Matanas Yonim. They're all included in this drasha from the word Yemei. Mishnah Berurah also says in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Heis in Sivkot Mechav Beis 23. He also says Hu Adin Matanos of Yonim. But of course, if you did the mitzvah already, so then you want to give more afterwards, that's perfectly okay. All right, so if that's the case, then a strong case can be made that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is also during the course of the day. They're all linked together. We saw, again, the Pasuk in Source 9, Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Beis, which the Rashi and the Rishalmi says it, and the Bavli implies it as well, that all these, that Nizkarim, which refers to Mikra Megillah, and Nasim, which refers to the other mitzvah of the day, are linked together. And since we've just established that the other mitzvah of the day, Purim Suda, Mishlach Manas, and Sudas and Matanos Avyonim are done during the day of Purim, so Mikra Megillah is also during the day of Purim, and therefore it would seem to me no reason to read the Megillah at night, just like you don't do these other mitzvahs at night. Now, there is a Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph 24, which a little bit might say points in that direction. The Mishnah says, Ein Karanis HaMegillah, we don't read the Megillah, and it lists off other things, Velo Malam, we don't do a Bris Mila, and various other things that are done during the day, Ad Shetonei Tzachama, until sunrise. Okay, you don't read the Megillah before sunrise. Okay, but then the Mishnah concludes, or V'chol Sh'asum Aleph Mamar HaShachar Kosher. Yishalam HaShachar Kosher. If you did it a little earlier than sunrise, as long as it's after dawn, that's also okay. All right, Rashi explains, really, because when the sun rises, it's clearly not nighttime anymore. Okay? Really, the next Rashi explains, really, day starts, dawn. But not always so clear what exactly is dawn. It's not when the sun comes up, you know it's daytime. All right, so therefore, if you don't really know, you have to wait until sunrise. In any event, from that mission, it looks like, I'm not talking about it, The mitzvah of reading the Megillah is during the day after sunrise. That's clear from that Mishnah. So there's no nighttime reading, okay? And the Ritva explains, the Chiddush HaRitva explains on that Mishnah, Megillah Chafed Aleph 26, Ein Karet, it's a Megillah, etc. Vadai kol hani mishum chidusha diispon aktino. The Ritva is bothered by the fact that the Mishnah lists only those particular mitzvahs, does not list other mitzvahs which also apply during the day. So he says, in all of these cases, we might have thought the Havin is different. And that's why these particular cases are mentioned. He writes, Ein Karnas Megillah Adi Yom Koi. He's reading more. V'afagav de'ika mitzvahs kriya b'layla nami lo yotzu b'shal yom ela b'yom. Points out that since there is a mitzvah to read the Megillah at night as well, but the daytime reading has to be after daytime, during the day, after daytime arise with dawn or sunrise. And that's really implied by the Gemara. So one could say that this Mishnah suggests there's only a daytime reading. The Mishnah says it's got to be after sunrise. But as Ritva points out, the Gemara is subsequently, and I printed in 27 on Chof and Aleph, says, Minolan, Domar Krav, Ayoma Eilen, Nizkar Menasim, Bayom In, Balayla Lo. Right? The same Pasuk, Ayoma Eilen, Nizkar Menasim, also says the word Yomim. So it means daytime, yes, nighttime, no. So says the Gemara, 1 second. So Lema Tehevet, Tehufta, the Bishub and Levi. That must mean that Bishub and Levi is wrong, because Amar Shub and Levi, Chayav Adam Likros Megillah B'Layla L'Shanos B'Yom, right? Rabbi Shua ben Levi says you have to read the Megillah at night and during the day. So the Gemara proposes, well, this Mishnah clearly says not so. because this Mishnah says there's only reading the Megillah during the day after sunrising. Or it says, no, it's not a rejection of his opinion. Kiksani adiyom. The Mishnah is talking about the daytime reading. The daytime reading has to be after dawn or after sunrise, but it doesn't mean there is no nighttime reading. So actually, from this sugya, it looks like there is such a concept as a nighttime reading. And that's what Rashi explains in Chafon Aleph 28, Kiksoni, Adshet Tehei Netzachama Adiyom, Akriya Shnia, the commercial Shayom Beyom. The day, the mission was only told with the daytime reading, not to learn from there, but there is no nighttime reading. And that's a personally reasonable way of reading the Gemara, and the Ritva said that's what the Gemara means. But there was another Mishnah in Megillah, Chaf Amud Beis, 29. The Mishnah says, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. You can read the Megillah, strictly speaking, anytime during the day of Purim. We do it in the morning, Zvizan Magdimin and so on, but you can read the Megillah, the daytime reading, anytime during the day. And so is true, and the Mishnah goes on to list various other daytime mitzvahs, Kriyas HaHalel, Tekiyah Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Netilas Lulav and Sukkis, Tefilas Musaf on the day, Tefilas Musaf on the day, Davah Musaf, and various other things. These are a list of all things linked to carbonus, other things. They're all during the course of the day, anytime during the day. Okay. Well, one example, the first example given is Kriyas HaMegillah, because this Mishnah is in Maseches Megillah. But then the Mishnah says, Kol HaLaila Kosher, the night is, nighttime is kosher for those mitzvahs that apply at night. Tziras HaOmer, cutting the Omer, and Tziras HaOmer, Hekter Chalav Evarim, and Evarim and so on. Again, a carbonus matter. And then it concludes, Zeh HaKlal, Dovash HaMitzvah Sabayom, Kosher kolayom, dovish mitzvos v'layla, kosher kolayla. Something which is kosher during the day, it means all day, and during the night means all night. So it's interesting, okay? And Rashi explains, kolayom kosher there in Megillah Chafon Beis 30, afagav de kaimelon zrizin makdimin mitzvos, even though you should try and do it at the earliest available time, because we learn from Avraham Avinu, by Ashkim Avraham Avokah, still, it's kosher during the course of the day, anytime. So you can take a little of any time during the day, you can say, you have to kishof for any time during the day, etc. Okay? Now, the Gemara subsequently asks, okay, over there also, okay, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis 31, how do you know from Kriyas HaMegillah is during the day at all? The Gemara says, Minolam 31, Da Amar Krova, Hayomim Ha'elam, it's Karmen Asim, right, during the course of the day. So it's interesting, from that Mishnah, it would appear that they also had this no night reading. After all, the Mishnah lists Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. And when it talks about the nighttime mitzvahs, it doesn't mention Kriyas HaMegillah. Now, you can argue it's not an exhaustive list. Okay, after all, eating matzah is also a nighttime mitzvah at the Seder, and it doesn't mention that either. But it's a little strange, it would seem to me, it's a little curious, that you have a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah, and it begins, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, and then lists various other things. And when it speaks about the nighttime mitzvahs later in the same Mishnah, it does not mention anything about reading it at night. So that would imply then maybe the Mishnah didn't know anything about reading at night. Maybe there is no mitzvah to read at night. Otherwise, you wouldn't think that it would show up in the Mishnah. The Mishnah began by talking about Mikra Megillah during the day. So when it mentions the nighttime mitzvahs, you would assume that it would mention Mikra Megillah as well. Again, it's not an earth-shattering question because you could say, okay, the Mishnah is not an exhaustive list. It just mentioned matzah and some other things are not mentioned. But okay, you'd still expect to find it there. So there is a Tosefta in Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis 32. Kara b'layla lo yotze dechavoso. Okay, you're not yotze mikra megillah by reading it at night. That's what the Tosefta says. And then it tells a story. Yochanan ben Nuri once read it, but that was an emergency situation. Okay, different story. In the Masechta Sofrim, which is so-called Masechta Ktanas, one of the Masechta Ktanas, the minor, so-called minor tractates, which are the status like a brisa, says in Perkof Aleph, Halacha Ches 33, Mokom shenagu, a place would have the custom, likros megillah shnei yomim. Some places where there was a question, was it a walled city, not a walled city? So they would read it both days. They'd read it on the 14th and 15th. So then the Masechta Sofrim says that's okay. That's not our topic now. But then it says, Lila V'yom Korin. Those places that have the minig to read it at night and during the day, okay. Hakol Kaminig HaMedina. Interesting. It calls, you know, again, during the day, we've established you have to. That's the mitzvah. It says, those places that had a minute to read at night also, okay, it's okay to read at night to a cold committing of Medina, which is interesting. Again, implying that the nighttime reading is simply not on the same level or the same sort of obligation as the daytime reading. Again, as we said, daytime is when all the other mitzvahs of Purim apply, the Sudas Purim, Mishloach, Monos, Matanos, Avyanim, and they're all linked together by that pasuk, Vayom, Elen, Nizkarim, Benasim. So, The nighttime reading is not really obligatory. It's not the same level of obligation. That would explain why the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Beis in 29 doesn't speak about the nighttime reading, because you know the nighttime reading is not really part of the obligation. It speaks about the morning reading because that's the principal obligation, as it says. The Gemara right away says in 31, right? Domar Krova Yomel and his Karmen Asim. So Mimela says so one could make a case here that really nighttime reading, it's a best minig. That's what it says in this Masechah Sofer. Now there is a Yerushalmi in Megillah Perek Beis Halacha Daled 34. Ula Biroya, okay, that was his name. Rabbi Elazar Shem Chanina Rogil Tzarech Likros Abayilah Shanos Abayom. There's a statement in Yerushalmi. You have to do it during the course of night and during the day. Okay? And they thought the Lashanosa is a lesson of learning, Mishnah. Maybe you should read the Mishnayos during the day, read the Megillah at night, read the Mishnayos. No, he didn't mean that. He meant to read the Megillah at night and certainly to read it during the course of the day. But I'm focusing right now on this phrase, Rav Chanina Rogil. See that in 34, because Yushalmi, Perek Beis, Megillah, Halacha Dal, Chanina Rogil. So the Karbana Eda in his commentary on the Yushalmi, in source 35, writes as follows. Rav Chanina Rogil, Kach Shmo, that was his name. Okay, that's his name, Chanina Rogel. However, Lishna Chrina, another possibility, it's not, that was his name. His name is Chanina. And you read it, Rabbi Chanina, colon, Rogel, someone who's accustomed, Rogel, Ubaki Bekri of Chanir Ika. I think that's the interpretation, says the Karbon Eidah. Okay, someone who's a Bucky who knows how to read, should read it at night also. Why not? It's Purim, read it at night also. There's no doubt that it is Purim by Erev Avoker, right? It is Purim. But the Rav Chanina Rogel was his name. Rav Chanina said a Rogel who's knows how to read the Megillah and he's the expertise in it. Tzarech Likros Balayla, next Korban Eidah. Aval She'eno Baki, Eino Tzarech. But if you're not how to read it, it's not so obligatory. The Ikar Kriyos Abiyom. Because the principal Kriya is during the course of the day. So somebody who's accustomed, has his own Megillah, can read it good, so read it at night also. But again, this all Pnei Moshe didn't want it like that. He said Rogel 36, Kach Shmo, Rog Chanina Rogel. But according to the interpretation of the Karbon HaEidah, what he's saying is, no, there's no mitzvah to read it at night. Someone who's accustomed to it, who's comfortable with it, who wants to do it, gesunt hate. Okay? Now, from all of this, it would appear that the nighttime reading is certainly not the principal reading. However, as we saw earlier, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and the main sug is on Daf Dalam and Aleph 37, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likros HaMegillah Balayla V'Lashanos HaBayom. Shulman Levi says you have to read it at night and then again during the day. Lashanosa, we assume means, Mora says, we're Shani, right? A second time. Lashanosa. Shanemar, Elokaya, Koyom, Velo, Senevalilo, Dim, we'll get back to the post in a second. Sover Mina, some held, you can look in the Rashis that are printed in 38. The Bnei Yeshiva, you know, the Talmudim thought, Lemikra Belilo, to read it at night. Lemisna Mastis in the Debiyaman during the day, Lishanosa from the Lashna Mishnah, learning, Mishnanta Lamanecha, to learn the Mishnah is during the course of the day. Om Rabbi Yermia, no. Lididim, if Farshli Minaid, the Chibar Abba, Kagon Damarin, she ever parshad all Dava Asnai, an expression that people use. It means to read it again, to read it again. Itmar Nami, Amr Chelba, Amr Ula Biro, whom we saw in Yushami, Chai of Odom Likros, Amagilla Balila, Lishanosa Bayom, Shanemar, the minds of Mecha Chavala, Idom Ashola, Kadal Amadekas. Let's understand. So we have several Amoroim, who say, well, I'm sure Levi is kind of borderline Tana Amora, but several authorities, right, who say that there is indeed a requirement to read it at night, even though we posited that really the Ikar reading is during the day, because the equations paralleling Mikra Megillah with the other mitzvahs of the day, and the fact that it doesn't appear in that Mishnah, that the fact that Tosefta says you read it at night, you're not Yotze, and the Masechah Sofrim says if you want, it's a minig, and the way one way to read the Yushalmi, that was talking about a Rogil can read it at night, you don't have to, etc. But Shulman Levi made it a more of a formal idea, and he had a pasuk. Pasuk he quoted is in Tilim Parakov Beis 39, which begins in pasuk Aleph Lam Natzech Ala Yelas Hashach Hamizmor David. Keli Lamas Avtoni Rachok Mishvosi Divrei Shagosi. Pasuk Gimel Elokai Ekro Yomam Velo Sana Velaylo Velo Dumyali. I will call out to Hashem during the day, and at night I won't be silent either. That's the pasuk in Tilim. Now, what in the world does that have to do with Mikra Megillah? So some people may be aware, Tilim Perkov Beis, according to Vilna Gaon, the early authorities, is the Shish Hayom for Purim. Most of us don't say it, but it's the, you know, most of us on Hanukkah, we always add Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis David, the end of David. And Purim, and according to some, you should add after the Shish Hayom, you should say this, Alam Natzech, Alayos HaShachar. As Rashi, there in Megillah, Dalam and Aleph, second Rashi in 38, Ekra, refers to a Gemara in Yuma, which I printed here, Chav Tesam and Aleph, that mizmor is a reference to Esther. I mean, David Melech said it in Nebuah, but that mizmor is a reference to Esther. Why she's called the Ayala, Manatzech al Ayala. So Shach Ayala is a type of a deer or an animal. So it says why she's compared to that. And it's also she's Ayala Sashachar. Because the Amar Vasi in the 40 and the Yom Chav Tesman Aleph, Loma Nimshal Esther L'Shachar, Loma L'Chamash Shachar, so just like Shachar is the end of the night, so too Esther and Purim is the last of all the Nisim. What do you mean? Well, Haika Chanukah, Chanukah happened several centuries after Purim was also Nais. No, it means Nit the Lichto of Karmina. Something's going to be written down and incorporated into Tanakh. Chanukah is not in the Tanakh. Okay, that's what it's talking about. Anyway, so that Mizmor, bottom line, that Mizmor is referring to Esther. In fact, Rashi there in Yumachav, Testament Aleph, 41, the second Rashi, Loman Nimshal Esther Kayelis, refers to a Gemara in Megillah, Tav Tesvav, Amid Beis, that the Esther Omra Mizmor Zeh. Esther said this capital to him when she was going, right? The Pasuk says, put the letters out of order, but the Pasuk says in Perik Hay, Pasuk Aleph, right? Perik 44. By he, by Omar Shlishi, right? The 3 days after 3 days of fasting, the whole story. By Tobash Esther Malchus, she wore the royal garments and she went to the outer courtyard of the king and so on, waited for the king to recognize her, which she hoped he would, which he did. Okay, so according to Chazal, she said this capital of Tilim when she was approaching Achashverosh. And then the Medrash says, the Gemara says, the Gemara Megillah Tesvamana Avbeis 42 says Vatamod Bachatzar Beis Hamelach Apnimis. Omer Belevi came and she gila Beis Hatzlamim when she came to the place in the palace where lots of idols. Nistalka Hamana Shechina. The Shechina departed from her with all these Getchkas, all these idols there. And Omra Kaili Lamazav Tani. That was based in source 3. That's why many people in Purim sing some tune or another for Kaili Lamazav Tani. Right? This is what Esther said, and then the Shechina came back, etc. Okay, that's as Rashi says there in Tesla Beis Megillah 43, Mizmar Ayelas HaShachar. That's the Mizmar. In any event, bottom line is, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, coming back to the main issue we're talking about, based on that Pasuk, which is in a Mizmar, which is associated with Esther, which according to Chazal, Esther said when she was approaching Achashverosh. So the Pasuk says, again, back in 39, Perchav Beis Yitzulim Pasuk Gimel, Elokai Ekro Yomam Velo Sane Velayla Vodumili, but I'll call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and during the day and during the night. So based on this, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, you know what? Mikra Megillah should be during the day and during the night. That's the Pasuk he quotes as his remez. Okay, to this idea of reading the Megillah. So there is an idea to read the Megillah at night as well. Re'ula Birah, in that same Gemara in Megillah, the second part of 37, he quoted a different Pasuk. A pasuk more familiar to us, Taka, from the Shir Shalom of Chanukah, Mizmor Shir Chanukah, Sabai Sal David, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Gimel, 45. The mind is America, Hvalidom, Hashem Alakai, Lamedeka. I won't be silent. I will sing to you, and I won't be silent. Sing all the time. So I printed three sources, the Psikta of the Rav Kana, in Pisca Ches, called Mitzah Omer, 46. Megillah, Medrash Rabba, Esther Rabba, Parsha Yud, Simon Hay, in 47. The Medrash on that Tilim, is called Medrash Shokhartov, on that Kapitel Lamed, Ozvav. All three of the Midrash in one way or another show that that Medrash too, even though we associate with Chanukah, because Mizmor Shir Chanukas, but somehow that's related to Esther as well. So this was the Medrash says, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but the Medrash said, this is when, look at 46, when Mordechai was put on the horse and led around, paraded around town as a hero, led by Haman. So he said this, right, Armicha Hashem Kibbutzani, and his Talmidim sang Zamar Hashem Chasidov, and so on. And Haman, Osa Rosh, on the third line of 46, he says, Ani Amarti Bishalvi, I thought it was good for me, Balamot Le'olam. No, Hashem had different plans and so on. And Esther said, Elech Hashem Ekov El Hashem Eschanan. Every one of these psukim was said by somebody else. The Medrash and Esther Rabba, similarly, a little different, right? Vayikach Haman and Salavush, the same story, when Haman was taking all the royal garments, the royal horse, and a chariot to take, or a horse to take Mordechai around, and so on and so forth. So again, this capital in Tilim came up. And Mordechai immediately began to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Armim HaShem Kedlisani, Velo Simachto Oivaili, right, you to make my enemies rejoice, right, referring, of course, to Haman. And this was Talmidim said, different people said different things, same type of an idea. And, and then we say at the end, all the Jewish people saying, Afachtami Svidi Lamacholi, you change our mourning and our Hespedim, our eulogies into dancing, and so on, get the idea. And the same thing in Medrash Tilim, Mordechai, when Haman built the gallows, everybody was crying, but then it turned around, like, who do I serve? Simcha, so Fachli, so Machali, etc. Bottom line, this capital also has something to do with Megillah, with Esther. So therefore, he quotes that that's the idea, the remez, to read the Megillah below Yidom. Don't only read it once, read it twice. Okay. The Rambam, Hilchos Megillah, Parakah, Gimel, in 49, Paskins, the following. Mitzvah likros is kula or mitzvahs likros of a laila uvayom. The Rambam seems to make no distinction. There's a mitzvah to read the Megillah at night and during the day. And kol alayla kosher l'kris alayla, even though it's not in the Mishnah, anytime during the night is okay, but kol alayla kosher l'kris yom, anytime during the day is okay for the kris yom. And he tells you the brachas, make brachas, right? Well, he tells you at night, you say three brachas, al mikra Megillah, shos anisim, and shechionu. Okay? Uvayom, the Rambam paskins, and that's how the Sfaradim do it to this day, they don't repeat the shechionu during the morning, because you just said it last night. We normally say shechionu only on a mitzvah we haven't done in a long while. And when we do it for the first time, let's say Hanukkah, we only say Shechionu the first night. Or Yontav Sheni, so Yontav Sheni, we always replicate Yontav Rishon. So we say Shechionu the second night of Yontav also, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar, but that's because we're simply replicating the first day. But anyway, the Rambam says you don't say Shechionu the day, and then he tells you the bracha we say after Megillah, very nice. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the Tuf Reish, Peizayin of Archaim, Sifalot, 50, Chayav, Odin, Likos, Megillah, Balayla, Melachzor, Velashon, Suvayom, Shalayla, Zmana, Kalalayla, Shayom, Zmana, Kalayom, and it's a chametz of yom. Mkar mishalom on a shiv to dawn. Also good. Fine. Okay. So you notice in the Rambam he does, and in Siman Tofres Tari Beis 51 Sifalav, he tells you what the brachas are, and he says also mechaber paskins uvayom eno chozem avarach shechiano. You don't say shechiano again during the day. There are more rights. V'yeshomim daaf bayom avarach shechiano v'chein noagin b'chol medinus elo. That's the minhag Ashkenaz. We do repeat the shechiano. I usually announce. I'm sure other rabbis announce too. During the day, you have in mind that it also goes. The shechiano goes in the other mitzvahs of the day. The suda, the mishloach monos, matzalos v'yom. Fine. Bottom line: the Rambam does not seem to make any distinction nor the mechaber and shochar between night and the day. We read the Megillah twice on Purim period. Okay, whatever the reason, we accept the position of Shub and Levi. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold there's any distinction. Adrab, at night you make three brachas, during the day you make two brachas. However, the Balei Tosfos point out, Megillah Dalam and Al 52, the Rambam Asal Chayabod, Balei Tosfos Omer read, the Afal Gav de Mavarach Zman Balaila, Choz of Varach Osu Bayom, that's the Ashkenazic Minig. Why? The Iker Persume Nisa Habe Bikriya de Imam. Because the main thing, like we discussed earlier, is the Pesumei Nisa is the daytime reading. And he says, you look at the Pasuk that was quoted. And let's remember, Shimon Levi was the one who posited this din in the Gemara in Megillah, right on Davdalam and Aleph, which was in Source 37. The Pasuk he quoted from Tehillim, the Mizmor about Esther, Elokai Ekra Yomam Velo Sane Velayla Velo Dumi Ali. 1 second. Okay, which is mentioned first in the Pasuk? So it's the day. So he says, the day is the ick or the night. I don't say it's an afterthought, but it's something different. That's how Tosa says, okay? And even you read at night, you read it during the day, but ick or havi mama. And furthermore, he says, begam ick or suda biyamama, like we discussed earlier, the other mitzvah of the day are during the day. So the principle reading the Megillah is the Megillah reading during the course of the day. And again, he speaks about this karim and nasim, that pasuk, and the hekesh, which looks everything together. So from the Balei Tosa telling us, yeah, we read it at night, we even make a bracha at night, but we say shechanu again during the day. You know why? Because that's the Iker reading, is the daytime reading. The Rosh also, Parak Aleph, from Bovin 53, says like that also. He says, again, he quotes the Gemara, and he brings some of those same rites, the same in the third line, Begam Iker Prisuminisa Bayom, the main Prisuminisa is during the day, like we read in this Rosh before. Bizman Mishtev is Simcha Matanos Zom, Mishloch Monos, parallel to the other mitzvahs of the day. So the main reading is during the day. And also from that Mishnah he mentioned that we saw before, that says, Kolayom Kosh Lekros the Megillah. And didn't say anything about the nighttime reading, right? It wasn't even mentioned in the Mishnah, okay? Because that's the Lefisha Ein Ika Kriyos Balayla, okay? And he also says the other Mishnah that talks about during the daytime and so on. And, you know, so we have a number of rives. And at the end, he adds something else, which we didn't see yet. Three lines on the bottom of that Rosh for three. But, oh, it'd be Damrila, come on. He quotes the Gemara later, Megillah Chaf Alam Beis, Mai Mevarech, Mem Nun Ches. What's that? That's the Gemara Megillah Chaf Aleph Beis 54. The Fonea Mai Mevarach. What's the bracha you make before? Mikra Megillah of Sheshes Mikatriza Ikla Kamid of Ashu Barach Mem Nun Ches. Okay, Rashi fills in the blanks in 55. What is Mem Nun Ches? The Rashi Tevis Al Mikra Megillah. That's the Mem Nun is Shosan Nisim and Shechiano is Chai right to Ches. That's the abbreviation. So he says you say those three brachas. Says the Rosh, it didn't say in that Gemara you only say those three brachas. At night, not during the day. The Gemara says, whenever you read it, even during the course of the day, right? Just memnun. Okay, the Gemara didn't make any distinction. Apparently, you say shechanu during the course of the day as well. Why? Says the Rosh, because that's the Ikka reading. And he tells me, well, maybe the Gemara didn't mention it because it's obvious. Well, no, 1 second. He says, you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Alav, I put in 56. When it comes to Hanukkah, or Rabbi Yehuda, right, the Gemara does make it clear. that the first night you make two brachas and three brachas rather, right? And then the rest of the week you knock out one bracha. My zman. You don't. Zman is the rabbinic nickname for shechianu. Shechianu v'kimanu v'yonu. Zman is that. So you knock out. So he says it's not. If the Gemara knows how to say, you only make the bracha of shechianu once. Didn't say that by Purim. Didn't say that. Why? Says the Rosh, because the Ikar Megillah reading is during the day. And then he refers at the end to something else as well. He says, we spoke about a shalosh in the Mincha Marav today in Shul. What about the Bnei HaKfarim? So very quickly, I'll say what he's referring to. The Mishnah, the first beginning of Megillah, Beis Manal tells us that people lived out in the villages and in the farmland and so on. They were allowed to read the Megillah earlier than Purim. Purim is on the 14th of Adar, obviously. They would read the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday, the so-called Yom HaKnisa, the Monday or Thursday immediately prior to Purim. Which, again, I point out, this year doesn't matter. This year's Purim is on a Thursday anyways. Okay, so, but when Purim isn't on a Thursday, okay, they would read the Megillah earlier, on the Monday or Thursday immediately prior, and the earliest would be the 11th, because the Purim's on a Sunday, it's the 14th, so do the math, Thursday is the 11th, etc. So that's the first mission of Megillah, Beis HaMinala. Okay, why would they get to read it Monday or Thursday? Because these were people, that's how Rashi explains on the Mishnah. Okay, the long Rashi in the end of 58, El Shakor Makdim Maknisa, they would read it, and he goes to all the different permutations. Okay, they would they gave Makula to make it earlier. Okay, the Monday or Thursday before when they would come to town anyway. Why would they come to town? Anyway, Rashi says, that's when the courts were open. People had to come in for business reasons, so the courts would be open. That's what he says. And these villagers didn't know how to read the Megillah. They weren't skilled themselves. They had to come into town and have someone read for them. Rabbi Hananel on the Daf and Megillah, Beis Manal 59, says, not because of the courts, but because they would come in for Tila B'tzibur Kris HaTorah, the laning. Okay, Yom Beis Yom Ein Nikur Yom Aknisim They Shenichnasim Bnei Akfarim Bekrochem Kadeshus Balav Btsiri Kuv Sefer Torah. Whatever the reason is, they would read it earlier for Monday or Thursday. Says the Rosh. 1 second, okay. Says the Rosh. So when would they come in? They would come in Monday and Thursday. Whether you hold it for the courts or it's for Kriyas HaTorah, when is that? Monday or Thursday during the day, during the daytime. Now, as an aside, the Rosh Bo on the Daf and Megillah Beis Manal sends you to the Rishalmi. That's an interesting question. I just put it as a side. I don't want to spend much time on it. But what do you mean they would come in for Kriyas HaTorah? Okay? And that's why they were misakin for the days of Mordechai and Esther, that the farmers, the villagers could read early. What Kriyas HaTorah? What Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah, the Yushalmi says in Megillah Perak Aleph, 61, of Yustab Rav Shem Rav Shuman said that Kriyas HaTorah was instituted by Ezra. Ezra lived after. Ezra was after Esther and Mordechai. So there was no Tekan of Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so Yushalmi answered, look in the Korban Eidah in 62, the Pnei Moshe, right there. How can you say that Mordechai and Esther instituted this earlier time for the Bnei Akfarim, for the villagers, because they come in for Kriyas HaTorah? There was no Tekan of Yad of Kriyas HaTorah. All right, we discussed that once earlier this year, I think, about Kriyas HaTorah. But in any event, so the Gemara mentions, Mark explains that it means that the whoever was Masada of the Mishnah made it depend on his pasuk. But in any event, what do you see from there? Okay, so the Ritva in Megillah Beis Min Aleph in 464, the Chiddush Aran in Megillah Beis Min Aleph, also 65, both Diramask Elah Shakfarim quote that the villagers would come in and they would come in to hear the Torah. Okay, Ubeishanichnasim Lacha Koranas Megillah. When they're coming in for Kriyas HaTorah, they read the Megillah as well. And the rest of the time, they didn't have a minyan, as the Ran says, they had no opportunity to read the Megillah. Okay. So the Tosfos HaRosh Shitoso Megillah Beis Min Aleph 66 on the Mishnah says Lechach Nivu Lefar Shakvar Makdim LaMaknisa Mishnah Bolai Aros Lishmol Kriyas HaTorah Kamo Shetiken Ezra. All right, again he quotes that Yerushalmi, but bottom line is that was only according during the day. What did these villagers do with the nighttime reading? Right, they only came into town during the course of the day, whether it's to the courts or for Kriyas HaTorah. No Kriyas HaTorah at night. Only during the course of the day. So says the Rosh, what do you see from there? That the day is the Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah. Again, the Rosh back in, a long Rosh back in Perak Aleph of Masechet Megillah, Siman Vav. That's one of the Rosh's Rayas. Okay. That's one of the Rosh's Rayas. You see, it's in 53, if you want to look it back. That's one of the Rosh's Rayas. It's clearly the main mitzvahs during the day, because that's when the villagers got this special dispensation to come and read. It doesn't say they came in at night. So what happened to the night reading? Okay, so Rosh Bo deals with that in his Chiddush in the Megillah Dal and Alf in 67, Chayav Odom Likros. He says that's not necessarily the greatest raya. He doesn't disagree with the point, but he says it's not necessarily the biggest raya, because that you could say, the people, he writes at the end of Efsha Shalom Karo Samanekfarm, maybe they didn't do it at all. Or as Ritva says, maybe they did it on their own. Whoever knew how to do it would do it. Okay, but so they would read it at night, but you see clearly, nevertheless, okay, that they said that's not necessarily a riot. You know, they didn't read at night. Maybe at night they read it on their own. They, you know, they found someone who could read it. They weren't as machbit about it. But again, you see the same thing. Okay, you do see the same idea that the nighttime reading is considered really secondary. The Ran on the Riff and Megillah, Daf Aleph and Aleph, the page Riff in 69, he says again that all the people can, the farmers and the villagers can read early and so on because they came in for Kriyas HaTorah. Again, the same idea, the Monday or Thursday before, and he says that. Really, there is a mitzvah to read it at night also, but just like the Chacham were makel on these villages to come and read it there early, a few days earlier, also makel, shalikras el megillah shayom, only the daytime reading. Really, the takana for everybody is at night. So you can still insist, and like I said before, full disclosure, that's how the Rambam seems to learn. Okay, the Rambam made no difference between the night obligation and the day obligation. Not that it was any chilik at all. So really, there is no chilik. But for the villages, just like that, the kula, to come and read the Megillah a few days earlier, they're cooler not to do it at night, or the Ran says the end. Okay. At night, they'd read it alone at home, and then during the day, they would read it with the minyan when they came into town. In any event, we still see that there's a different status, at least according to certainly a possibility, not the Rambam seems to hold that way, but between the night reading and the day reading. There was a Ruah, Milchas Megillah, Chelek Beisim, and Shin Samach Tes, 70, writes Bnei Akfar. During the day, okay, but at night, maybe they didn't hear it at all, or they Yotze just what they heard during the course of the day. Okay, and the Meiri also writes based on this. You have to read at night, but he also shayom. The main kriya is during the day, okay, because that's why we say shechano during the day as well. He writes Gedol Amechabrim. That's his nickname for the Rambam. Kosu she'enos also ela b'layla. You don't make the bracha in Omer, so you don't say shechar at night. But in Advarim Mirror, I don't think it's right because the main reading is during the day. Okay, whatever the status of nighttime reading was, but it's not the same as a daytime reading. There is a collection we referred to in the past in 72. There is a collection of tshuvas called the Shaos of Tshuvas Min Hashamayim. One of the Balei Tosas, apparently would visit a malach, he'd go up to heaven and ask certain shilas. So he asked the shilas, tshuvas Min Hashamayim, Simon Tezvav, 72. What's the story with saying Shechiano? The Rambam Lachor is right. He did the mitzvah last night. Why did he say Shechiano again? But he says, no, because we don't reject our minhagim correct. And the reason is, he says, because at night we say it on Mikra Megillah, and during the day we say it on the other mitzvahs, Simchas HaMishta, Mishloch Monos, and so on. So according to him, the Shuvas Min HaShamayim, which he says is a heavenly stamp of approval, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah at night is not any less important than during the course of the day. So I just wanted to point that out. He says, if we repeat the Shechiano, it's not because, like the other Rishonim said, the Ikar Megillah is during the day, but rather because the other mitzvahs of the day, which I said, we remind people to have that in mind. And I want to point out the Rokeach in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, also one of the Rishonim, he also says, the main Megillah reading is at night. And so that's why our Lushan is, you know, he's discussing that old Shaila, why some brachas have the infinitive le, leshe basuka. Anytime you have a lamed as opposed to al, you know, al tisadayim, whatever. Some mitzvahs have le, some mitzvahs have al. So everybody comes up with his own rules. And whatever rules you come up with, there are exceptions. But anyway, he suggests that when a mitzvah is kind of like an ongoing, so to speak, it's going to last a while. So then you say le, like leshe basuka, last week with the Vesora. Okay, but he says Mikra Megillah, look at the last line of 73, Mikra Megillah Ikar Balailo. So we say Al Mikra Megillah. Okay, even though you have to read again. But most people, as we saw, do not hold like that. Okay. The Ritva for Rashba in Megillah Dalman Al Dimasu Chayav, other than the same Rashba as before in 74, even though he said we can give it teretz about the village people, they did read it at night and so on, still I agree. It says in this Karim and Nasim Hikish Gril Asiya, and Asiya Ain Al Biyom. So this Parm Shachav Al Ayalayot, like we started with, you may miss the Simcha Ksivin. Therefore, really the mitzvah is during the day. And he says, well, we could argue that there's still a requirement tonight. You know why? Because of that pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Levi quoted a pasuk in Tehillim, which is also in Ksuvim, same place Megillas Esther is. So it says Belayla Velo Dumi Ali. So you look in the Rashba may be arguing that no, once you have a pasuk, so you have to read it at night. It has the same status, okay? It's not necessarily so clear that the day is any less important than the night, at least according to some Rishonim. The Ritva also in Megillah Beis Mabeis, Adamasra Iskish, right? Just because the day, the readings that Nas and his karma Nasim are connected, he says, Avalola Chol Inyan, they're not related in the heck enough for every possible purpose. It doesn't mean just because they're equated, doesn't mean for all purposes, right? They're equated. There is a Mikra Megillah during the day. That, in that sense, it's equated to Subhas Purim, but there's also a Mikra Megillah does it. It doesn't have to be parallel at night. There is a mitzvah at night. It doesn't have to be parallel in every which regard. So at least according to some Rishonim, there's a possibility of saying the nighttime reading is, you know, as important and so on. So the again, it can go either way, but there's another direction which is taken by some of the Achronim, which I wanted to get to, really to move towards the end. Really, where does Mikra Megillah come from in the first place? What type of mitzvah is it? So lechor, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's not a Torah. Okay, it didn't happen yet. Is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? That's the other alternative. But there's a third alternative, something in the middle called mitzvah midirei kabbalah. Mitzvah kabbalah here has nothing to do with mysticism, kabbalistic mysticism. Kabbalah means from our tradition, it means from Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It's in the Tanakh, but not in the Torah. So the Gemara says in Megillah, Yudad Amaral, 76, Tanar Bonim, Arbo Mishmon Nevi'im, there were 48 Nevi'im, Sheva Nevi'os, and no one added anything until Mikra Megillah. But they had to have a reason for it. So they had a Kabbalah from Pesach. We celebrate Pesach. Our lives were in danger. Pesach, we're just slaves. We became free. So if your lives were in danger, you live. So certainly. Okay. So, and what about Ner Chanukah? Again, Rashi says that was after the Zman of the Nevi'im. So Ner Chanukah is a pure Drabbanan. But maybe Mordechai, Habichag, Ezekiah, Malachi, Nevi'im was still alive. There was still Nevuah. Maybe Mordechai himself was a Nevi. Anyway, Megillah's Tainus as well, Perek Yud Beis. Megillah's Tainus is an old scroll from probably the first part of Torah Shabbat Peh written down, which goes through every month. So the month of Adar is number 12. So it says that we're not allowed to have any haspedim and so on. And it was instituted, again, the Nevi'im instituted in the days of Mordechai and Esther. They had the stamp of Nevi'im. So therefore, it's in the category of Divrei Kabbalah. The Rambam also writes, Hilchas Megillah, Perek Aleph, Aleph 79, Kriyas HaMegillah, Bismanam, Mitzvah, Sassemi, Divrei Sofim, Ba'advarim Yeduim, Shitakonis Nevi'im. It's a takon of Nevi'im. So it's kind of like a higher status Rabbanan. It's in some ways like a Rabbanan, some ways like a Deraisa. The Mordechai in Purim, not Purim, in Mesechus Megillah, Mordechai is from Purim, there's a different Mordechai. In Mesechus Megillah, Perak Aleph, Remez, Tov, Shin, Ayin, Vav, writes in 80, Upurim, Dixiv, Bixuvim, Havilei, Kedivrei Torah. Now, but according to the Rambam, anyway, who said that Mikra Megillah is Takonis Nevi'im, that's what he says in 79, the beginning of Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph of Hilchas Megillah. But the Rambam did not make a distinction between the daytime reading and the nighttime reading. So the Rambam may hold it was all part of the Takonis Nevi'im. Okay? And it's interesting because that may relate to a different question. The Meiri on Daf Yud Tes and Beis in Megillah 81 talks about who can someone who's not a chayav, or like a cotton, let's say you have a kid who's 11 years old and he reads beautifully, he's a great Balkari, and can he read the Megillah? If he can read most of people the Megillah. Okay, can someone only chayav drabonin? What do you mean? Mikra Megillah is also drabonin. So everybody's happy, right? So this is the drabonin, that's the drabonin. But the Meiri writes at the end of 81, Ein advarim nirim, klal shar Megillah mitakonis nevi'im. No, Mikra Megillah takonis nevi'im. Now the Tosis on your Testament base in Megillah 82, Tosis says Yehuda Machshir, Yeshlomu the Olam Ayir Bekotin Shegila Chinuch, Afilu Hachi Pas Rabbanan, Mishum the Megillah Leka Chiv Afilu Vigdolim Elav Drabbanan. A Gadol is also only Chayv Drabbanan, so Cotton is a double Drabbanan, right? So he's Drabbanan on a Drabbanan, okay? But Elo Asi Trei Drabbanan Mapik Chad Drabbanan. But you hold it's a mitzvah midivrei Nevi'im, you might hold a little bit differently. The Ran on the riff in Megillah, not in Megillah, in Tainus, Rav Med Beis is where it starts, the line words is in Zayin Med Aleph, and the Ran in Tainus, he writes, 83, Lo Mikri Divrei Kabbalah Elamashen Nemer Alpi Navi, or Megillus Esther Lav Alpi Navi Nemer. There may have been Nevi'im around, but there's no indication Megillus Esther that it was told by a Navi. My other thing is, let's say, Kavod Onik Shabbos. My Kavod Onik Shabbos is mentioned in Yeshaya. Right, Chibarito and the Kosel Shabbos Oneg and so on, but that the Navi said it. Here it's not the same. So that's a question of what the status is of Mikra Megillah. Is the mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Nevi'im, or not? One can go either way. But some Achronim suggest a different approach. The Pnei Yoshua in 84 on Megillah Dalamud Beis, the Medvar Chayav Adam, etc. Okay, he says there's no question that Ilanias Daiti Niran and Devada Iker Chiv Kriyos Shetik Nalikros Kedina Hanu Bayom. The main thing is during the course of the day. That's the Ikar Chiyuv, and that's when you have to drop everything else to hear Mikir Megillah. And he brings various other riots, that's like some of which we saw before. And so he said that which we say at night is really something sort of added. And he says, he suggests that the Chachamim made it like a Yontif, and therefore we start the night before. We read the Megillah the night before also. That's what he says. Okay. Shem Chova really thinks during the day, but Chacham made it like a regal. The implication is that maybe the nighttime reading is the Rabbanon and the daytime reading is the Kabbalah. Tori Evan says that specifically. Shagasari wrote a sefer on some sechtas called Tori Evan. Tori Evan on that daf Megillah, Da'adam and Aleph, makes a chiluk. And he says that, yeah, you have to read the Megillah at night. Okay. But the high kriya Delilah ain't the element of Rabbanon. The ain't the ikar chiv sharucha kodesh. Right, because the pasuk in Megillah says that we saw Rayom El Niz Karmen Asim, linking Zechir and Asiya, like we said before. That's Midirei Kabbalah. Okay, and the other mitzvah you can't do at night. The nighttime reading is a Takana Durabanan. And the Noda Behuda says the same thing. One of his chuvas, Madur Kama, Chelek Orchaim Simon Mem Aleph. Okay, in 86. He says, Yilan is Daiti, 86. The Kriyas Halayla Lav Mitzvah Sasei Dibre Kabbalah. Barak Kriyas Hayom, the Megillah, he's coming to his car, and asking Ksiva Lalelos. Okay, that's what he says. And the implication is that, yeah, like we said before, the Mishnah didn't know about reading the Megillah at night. That's why it's not included in that Mishnah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was a first generation Amora, borderline Tan Amora. It was then instituted by him in his time to read it. That's a Darabonan. And that's how the Machzik Brocha from the Chidah, Sim Tofresh Pezayin, Sim Kot Aleph quotes, okay, from the Noda Behuda. He said, "Died the Ikar Christmas by Yom." Okay, and that's the only one that's Medirei Kabbalah. But night it's all Drabonon, Shari Tshuva, and Simon Tofresh Pezayin Sukkot Aleph. Also quotes like that. Okay, and that is an approach, and it's interesting because with that we can understand something. If you hold they're both on the same level, okay, well that would work well for the Rambam, right? Either they're both Medirei Kabbalah, both Drabonon. And the Rambam seemed to say that it's Midirei Kabbalah, so he sounds like linking them all together. But we find an interesting thing. The Gemara Megillah I mentioned before, on the Hamid Beis, what if you have a city? We know that the unwalled cities observe Purim, on Purim the 14th. Walled cities, since the days of Yeshua, have to keep Purim on what we call Shushan Purim, the 15th, Yerushalayim, and so on. What if you have a city that has a doubt about it? So the Gemara on the Hamid Beis said that Tveria, there was some doubt about Tveria. There's a wall. You can see part of the wall in Tveria. The question is, when is it from? So Tveria, the Gemara says that Misapka, Chizkia, Kari Betraya, Barbeis over Chamesa. He read on the 14th and 15th. Be on the safe side. Okay? Because Misapka, Imukavis, Chomos, and Ravasi did the same thing in a city called Hutzo. You're not sure? So the Rambam Paskins in Parak Aleph, Alochi Yad Aleph, Vilkas Megillah 90, Ir She Suffolk. Should you read it both? Read it both times. Karim b'shnei ayamim, shein arbos hachamisha uvelelehem, and at night. And you make the bracha on the 14th and so on. And Shulchan Aruch also paskin. Some top for hpeches siv dalid. Okay. Krach shu suffek. It's a town that is a suffek. We don't know. So you read it both on the 14th and the 15th and at night. But you only make the bracha on the 14th. Fine, because you go by rova olam. So it's interesting. The Ramban in his Chiddush in the Megillah Beis when Aleph says, "Does it have a suffix like in his town, like in Hutzol and in Tveria?" But how do you make a bracha at all? Okay, how do you make a bracha at all? Is a suffix brachas lahakil? Okay, and he says, "Venir Adwar, my opinion, they would read it on the extra day, the 15th. It was a midas chasidus, a minute chasidus. Okay, not minadin. Minadin they were yotze, and that's it. The first day and the 14th is only midas chasidus. Okay, the Rashba." And the Hamid Beis on 93 quotes that etc. He quotes the Mukar Ramban. He quotes the Ramban also was a Midas Chassidus, okay, and therefore, but he's bothered by once, and he says that you know why? Because Sofek Drabanan. After all, if you hold, we're not dealing with a Mitzvah Dibre Kabbalah, Mitzvah Drabanan. So Sofek Drabanan Lekula, right? The Sofek Drabanan. So you don't have to read again another day, the 15th. The whole Mikra Megillah is only Din Drabanan. So she read on the 14th, finished. Okay, so that's what the Ramban said. It's a Midas Chassidus. They read an extra day. Didn't make a bracha. Okay, and that's what the Rav Ashbo explained as well. It was a Midas Chassidus. Okay, but one second. If you hold this Midirei Kabbalah, So that by Dibre Kabbalah, the Prima Gadim says in Siman Tov Reis Tzadi Beis and Mishpat Zov Sukkot and Gimel 94, Megillah Dibre Kabbalah Lo Amrinan Seika Dukula. We don't say Suffolk Lukula Dibre Kabbalah. Okay, the Prima Gadim in the Eishal Avraham in Siman Tov Reis Peches Sukkot and Zion, he says Hina the Rav quote the Rambam. They said that's why in these places they would read it during the day and at night. Now, 1 second, says the Prima Gadim, they can't say the night is any less than a day. Okay, Sveika the Banana Kula, right? They shouldn't have read it at all. Okay, on the 15th. Now they're saying Sveika the Banana Kula, but what about at night? So apparently, according to this view, at night, also you have to read it, and it's in the Divrei Kabbalah, which will work with the Rambam. Okay, so the Prima Gadim says, I would have thought at night you don't have to read it at all. Sveika the Banana Kula. Yeah, but 1 second. But according to those authorities who were mechalik between the night and the day, and said at night it's a Sveika d'Rabbanan, and it's at the Din d'Rabbanan, and during the day it's a Din d'Divrei Kabbalah. So Taka, what it says in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch does make sense. I understand maybe why they read it again during the day. It's a Divrei Kabbalah. To say Sofek on a Divrei Kabbalah, you have to be machmir. But if it's a Sveika d'Rabbanan, at night it's a d'Rabbanan. So you want to say like the Ramban, the Midas Chassidus, I don't know, the Turi Evan really discusses that, okay? In 96, he said it has to be. I mean, it's Chassid, it has to be. Because according to my theory, says the Torah, at nighttime reading was only Drabbanon, so Sveik Drabbanon Lekula. Right? Sveik Drabbanon Lekula. You could give a different teretz. Okay, since we're approaching Pesach too, I'll give you a different teretz. You could go based on some of the Ran writes about Psachim. There is a din, and we'll finish up in just a few minutes. There is a din, we know, right, that Sveik Drabbanon Lekula, whatever the Sveik Drabbanon or Mekel. So the Gemara discussed in Psachim, Kuf Chesem and Aleph, 97. Haseba, reclining on Pesach. So you have to recline and eat the matzahs, no doubt. You don't recline even the Morah, no doubt. The Gemara says, what about the Arba Kosas? Do we recline or not? So Gemara says, Itmar Mishreda V'Nachman Tzor Haseba, Mishreda V'Nachman Ain Tzor Haseba. There are two different traditional V'Nachman, whether the Arba, whether the Kosas need a Seba or not. The Gemara says, no argument. Okay? One was talking about the first two cups, one was talking about the last two cups. One thing is, we don't know who's who. First two cups require, only the last two cups require. And the Gemara explains why both shot to make sense. Maybe the first two cups, that's when we're talking about the whole story, so we should recline. On the other hand, the simcha, the freedom, is not expressed till after we finish the magid. We come to the meal, we should cry for the last two cups. So Gemara concludes, look at the last line of 97, I quoted in Pesachim Kuf Ches Alav, Hashtad, eat mar hachi, eat v'idi, bo seba. We recline by both. That's what we do by all four, by both pairs. We recline by all four. Okay, that's how, you know, that's how we do it. So the Ran asks a bomb kasha. In the commentary on the Rif Pesachim Chav Gimel Rav on the page of Rif 99, 1 second. What do you mean? Sveika Drabbanan Lekula. Right? The whole Haseba, whole Arba Kosas, the whole Haseba is only Drabbanan. So why are we machmir to have a Haseba by all four cups? Because we're not sure. What do you mean? We say Sveika Drabbanan Lekula. The Ran gives two important answers, both to Halacha Lamaisa. One, he says, because what's the big deal? We don't say Sveika Drabbanan Lekula, but it's not a big deal. So you have to tilt 6 inches to your left. Big deal. Okay, it's not so hard. Right, you lean over, it's that way. Oh, Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula. Big deal, you should lean over when you drink. No big deal, right? I mentioned in the past, I never understood why on the planes, on an airplane, they're landing, you know, you're sleeping, you're leaning back, they wake you up. I mean, Rachman Latam, the plane crashes, those extra 6 inches that you moved your seat forward, that's going to make a difference. And maybe it does. They have studies that do, I don't know. But Seba, the Ran says, no big deal. But then he gives a second important answer for us right now. He says, what are we going to say? Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula? So then we won't end up doing Haseba by any of them. We don't apply Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula when doing so, we'll eliminate the mitzvah entirely. That's what you say. Well, first two cups, I'm not going to recline Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula. Second two cups, I'm not going to recline that either, Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula. It's amazing. That's for sure wrong. You didn't do a Seba by any of the kosas. So that's the Ramban's point. You could say the same thing here. Even if you hold that the night reading is a Sveika d'Rabbanan, but if you're not going to read it at night of the 14th or the night of the 15th, you're not, because Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula, that's why Shulchan Aruch says you got to do it both nights. What do you mean? Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula? We're not going to say it's not a big deal. It is a big deal to read the Megillah. It's much more than tilting 6 inches. But the second answer to the round, Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula. But you'll eliminate it all. You won't read it either night. That's for sure wrong. Anyway, that's how you can defend it. So it's interesting, just to conclude. So what is the nature? Why would they develop this practice to read? Whatever to say, let's say the Rabbanan came up with it later. Let's say this pshat, like the Torah Evan and the Rebbe Huda say that they made a nighttime reading. Why? Why the institute? If the original Ikka reading and the main reading, we established that. And pretty much almost all the Rishonim agree, and all the Achronim almost all agree. And it could even be the Rambam agrees, but he just lumps them together in terms of the brachas and so on. But if the main reading is the daytime, like all the mitzvah during the day, right? All the mitzvahs are during the day of Purim. So like we established. So what they, all right, so now we're saying the nighttime reading was added later, Rav Shimon Levi, it's only Midrabanan, not Midrabanan. Why? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you go back to the Pasuk that Rav Shimon Levi quoted, right? Call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the day and at night as well. What does it mean, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So if you look back in the original sources, when Rav Shimon Levi mentioned that Gemara, it's back in source 37. So Rashi says, Shanosu Bayom, 38, Yom of Alayla. They cried out, they were davening, right? Esther, Lechnos, Kulidim, Tsumo, Alay, Laila, Al Tokhol, Tishta, Laila, Yom, right? We cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu night and day. So said the Rav, because there's an aspect of Mikra Megillah that's Tefillah. It's Tefillah. And Tefillah is always necessary. In fact, there's a fascinating ruling in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Aruch HaShem, Chelek Aleph, Simchav Dalet, a couple extra minutes, I'll finish up. Okay, in source 100, Aruch HaShem, Chelek Aleph, Simchav Dalet. It's a strange din. He said, let's say there's a place with no minion, but there are four or five people that have no minion. And one of them knows how to read the Megillah, and the others don't know how to read. So then the one can be Motzi. But, Aval Im Kulam Yodim, if they all know how to read the Megillah, one can't read the Megillah for them. That's the ruling of the Aruch HaShem, and the Ramah brings it. Shulchan Aruch brings it. Some tough phrase, pay test if not the Ramah. 101. Makom Shein Minyan, Im Echad Yodeh V'Acherim Enam Yodim, Echad Poter Es Kulam. But Im Kulam Yodim, Kol Echad Kol Es, well, why not? Why can't one person read it for the four people? They know how to read it, they should do it themselves. Why? Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Kotten Tes Vav there, and the Tov Reish Pei Tes 102. Mishnah Berurah explains, you know why? Because it's not like other mitzvahs. It's the Kriyas HaMegillah HaVikimo Tefillah. Like Chazor HaShashat. When you have four or five people, they all know how to daven. They all have to daven themselves. It can't be Mot Yotze with the shots. That's a din and a minion. So he says, as Megillah Rav said, it's the same thing over here. And we have a general rule by Tefillah. The Gemara has in Brachas, Lamed Beis, and Beis. Pasuk and Tillim, we know from Yom Narayim, Tillim, Perakov, Zayin, Pasuk and Dalad. Kavel Hashem, Chazak, Yom Narayim, Kavel Hashem. So Gemara says in Brachas, Lamed Beis, and Beis, Tanar Abonan, Arboa, Chiz, Tzvichim, Chizik, four things need Chizik, constant renewal. And one of them is Tefillah, says the Gemara, because it is Pasuk. And Rashi says, what does that mean in 105, Lamed Beis, and Beis, and Megillah? Kave, his Chazak, don't stop. Chazor, recover again. Kave Hashem, Chazor, recover again. We reach out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tefillah, more Tefillah. Right? She is Chazik, Adam, Ahem, Talmud, Bechol, Kocho. The Mela said the Rav, that's why they instituted the nighttime reading. Because at that time, they cried out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to cry out to Kodesh Baruch Hu also. So not just during the day, but like the Pasuk said, during the day, that's the Iker, days mentioned first. But at night also, because it's a form of Tefillah. And Mikra Megillah is also connected to Tefillah, and therefore we have to read at night. That was one thing the Rav said on a different occasion, but this will finish. The Rav said a different point, okay? He says that when it's in language of Yeshua and Levi was, okay, by the way, that I just printed in 106, that's why, okay, that the din is, let's say a person, how do you know, let's say I go to Yerushalayim at night. Now this week I'll be in Yerushalayim, let's say, I'm not going to be, let's say I would be, okay, and I'll be in a Wednesday night in Yerushalayim. So no reading. And then, so I'm in wherever, I'm in Efrat Wednesday nights, I have to read Wednesday night. Now I come to Yerushalayim, I have to read again Thursday night, I'm in Yerushalayim. What determines whether you're from the walled city or not? My postal address, where my tax returns are sent, how do you determine? Because what if I'm traveling someplace? What determines where I go? If I come to America, I live in Yerushalayim, do I read on the 14th? So the answer is, it depends where you're going to be. That's what emerges from source 106, 107, where you're going to be Purim morning. The 14th of Adar in the morning, that determines. And that will determine retroactively the night before. Why? Because the night before, said the Rav, is really a warm-up. In what sense? Because the Lashon of Yeshua ben Levi was a strange Lashon. Chayav Adam, you can look back at the source in 37. Chayav Adam, I'm sorry for going from this, over this, finish up. Chayav Adam, Likros and Megillah Balayla, V'lishanosa Bayom, L'shanosa. A funny Lashon. Why did you say, like the Rav said, Chayav Adam, Likros and Megillah Balayla Bayom? Just say, you have to read it at night. What's this language? Read it at night. L'shanosa bayom. And the Gemara had a habit that meant learning during the day, right? So says the, said the Rav, and then the Tziv really has the same thing as Hamek Dabah Hakdoma, called the Kid Masa Emek, this parish on the Chumash. L'shanosa means more than just doing it over again. It does mean learning, but not by learning the Mishnayos, but by learning the Megillah. Meaning as follows, the Rav said, when we read the Megillah at night, so basically, and I can tell you this, I'm not saying this chasom to show off anyway, but I've read the Megillah for so many years, I know it more or less by heart. Okay. Nonetheless, every year. Oh, yeah, I remember, right? I mean, we'll have that experience. We all know the story from time in kindergarten. When you hear, oh, I remember that pasuk, I remember this phrase. Oh, yeah, I remember, right? You're kind of refreshing your memory. That's at night. During the day, Lishanosa is to appreciate it in greater depth, appreciate it more. Now I refresh my memory of that. I'm not going to forget from the night before. I may forget from last year. I'm not going to forget. And I'm not going to forget the whole story. We know the story. But the appreciation, the details, right? Pursuing Nisa, that's during the course of the day. That's the Hamikdavar in 110 also quotes that. You know, he says, you know, it means that we know it's human nature, right? It's human nature and that you refresh your memory of something, but then when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's not enough just to read the story, but you have to appreciate it. To read it with greater understanding, greater appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why they instituted, the Rav said, the mitzvah at night. So that during the night reading is to afford the possibility to read it with greater appreciation, greater understanding during the day. That's the idea. So that's why the Rabbanan, according to this approach, Divrei Kabbalah was to read the Megillah during the day. That's the main mitzvah, main reading during the day, like the other mitzvahs of the day of Purim. But Rabbanan wanted that people should appreciate it more during the day. So they instituted, that's why the time, what determines when you read it, depends where you are through the daytime reading. That will retroactively impact when you read at night, because the whole night reading is just to create a proper daytime reading. So that's where the answer to our original question, we started this year, why do we do Megillah at night? It's really like we said, or this other approach that reading it at night gives you a greater understanding, greater appreciation of the Mikra Megillah during the day, like you're supposed to when you have the Pirsumei Nisa and so on. So I take the opportunity to wish everybody a Freilich and Purim, a joyous Purim, Shabbat Gut Tavach, and hopefully we'll see people over Purim.